other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Boy, battle scarred. Totally exhausted. The wild horses couldn't drag me away. I had a nice 22-hour day yesterday. 22-hour day yesterday. showing my film, doing my own radio broadcast, and doing a special 4-hour debate on Coast to Coast AM. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we're here into the second hour of this June 17th Friday edition. Wide open phones. Coming up, I want to get into Bush's plunging approval ratings. A bunch of new Halliburton corruption, more news on Camp X-Ray. You see, it's all very important. Some good news on immigration. Some other regulatory news, shutting down little private dairies. Just total control. But right now, let's go back to Rick. Rick is calling from Nevada. Rick, you were making a point at the end of the last hour about one of the people I was debating last night.
Yes, about Peter Lance. And to reiterate the premise of my call, I made the point that that Barr McClellan, the father of Scott McClellan, the White House press secretary,
LBJ's personal lawyer, who says he was in the meetings where LBJ says he killed Kennedy.
Thank you. He spoke about the bonus paychecks that they received, the lawyers received for the JFK assassination work that they engaged in, for helping in fact helping in the cover up and in the assassination itself. And Peter Lance, it seems to me, has that same sort of inability to recognize the evil of which he is a part, or which he promotes, saying that, as you pointed out to an earlier Carla, it's standard procedure that they wire these black op buildings, and in effect putting his stamp of approval on the very insanity of wiring a building in Manhattan to destroy your black ops.
And then Building 7 being blown up. So now we just poo-poo Building 7 and go right past, okay, they blew it up, no big deal. Well, I don't want to say he's some evil fed, and I don't want to say Barr McClellan is. I mean, he went public. I know this, though. Didn't he seem panicked?
He did seem a little hysterical. And right out the chute, the guy became ad hominem. And in fact, lost the debate at that moment. A final point I wanted to make before letting you go today was that I stick to my guns of my original assessment that Mike Levine is the guy that is really presents the danger here, because he is the front to co-opt the 9/11 movement for the New World Order. Scary stuff. Take care, Alex.
All right, I appreciate the call. I don't know that, so I'm not going to say that. But his argument was better than the other guy. In the way he presented it, that is. Let's keep going to the calls here. Steve in Colorado, go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, hey Alex, good job last night. Way to go.
Thank you.
That should be an honor, having the name or the title of Bulldog. So what I want to mention was, seems to me like the government plays, and I'm sure this is kind of a standard procedure for them, they play on the public's ignorance. Like when they talked about, the WMD that was supposedly over in Iraq, and then after they didn't find it, they said, well, we don't know where it went. It's like, well, with all the satellite reconnaissance and all the...
Sir, it's public that the NSA gave them the specific exact warnings of exactly what happened, because they were picking up the war game drill chatter. And then Bush tried to claim he never got that warning, and now it's all admitted they did, in specific memos. Go ahead.
Okay, it seems to me like they've got so many assets that they're not telling us, they've told us a couple of them.
Hey, do you have more to add?
Hey, Steve,
I don't want to just give you 60 seconds. I'll give you a minute or two more on the other side, and then Nick and Wesley and just many, many others, Rodney. 1-800-259-9231, PrisonPlanet.tv. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're now 8 minutes, 30 seconds into the second hour. Any issue, any news item, anything you wish to discuss, the big 9/11 debate last night on Coast to Coast AM. Bush's plunging approval ratings as low as 25% approval of some of his policies, 39% of his handling of the economy, 39% of his handling of foreign policy, 37% approval for his handling of the war in Iraq. But again, Bush is meant to be hung out to dry for all the things that the corporate interests that own and control him are doing. Just like Bill Clinton or any of them. And it's so telling, the New York Observer article about Hillary secretly meeting with Rupert Murdoch, this power alliance, as he did with Tony Blair, admittedly helping put him in office, openly putting his newspapers and TV stations, Sky TV, behind him, over in England. Barbara Bush coming out and saying openly, this is incredible. That Bill Clinton is their son, that he's their surrogate son now. He's our son. He's a member of the family. He vacations with us. And how the Republicans and Democrats vote together on all these horrible things destroying America. And these poor liberals who see Bush for what he is, only part of what he is, they don't see the full horror. Just, oh, I wish we had Bill Clinton. Oh, the evil Republicans. They're all owned by the same people. But we were talking to, I don't know, who was the last caller? Stephen Colorado? We're going to go back to Stephen in a minute. But before we put him back on hold for a second, I just want you, we've already taken about, I don't know, 12 calls or so in the first hour. That's pretty good. But I'm going to, into hyper warp, folks, and I always say I'm going to do this. I rarely am able to, but I'm doing it today. I want to take 20 calls in this hour and 20 in the third. So we're going fast here, so have your questions, your comments ready. No matter how good it is what you're saying, we're going to have to move on. So I want to give everybody a chance to get involved, 1-800-259-9231. That means I'm going to have to shut up some, too, which is hard, but as tired as I am today, I guess I can do it. Let's talk to Stephen Colorado. Finish up what you were saying.
Yeah, my point was that the government is not telling us, it seems to me like the government is not telling us the full truth, but they are definitely playing on people's ignorance in order to sway public opinion. And another thing that you had mentioned was remote-controlled aircraft. That concept is definitely not new. There was a bomber aircraft in the military back in the late 50s, early 60s, called the B-58. This aircraft was designed, it was built by Convair, which turned into General Dynamics, if I remember right. But it was designed to be computer-controlled from wheels off the ground. In other words, after it took off, for a computer to fly it, the whole mission for it, until it came back to the base, and then the pilots would take over on final. And again, that was way back in the late 50s and the early 60s. So,
sir, do you know how Joseph Kennedy's firstborn, JFK was not firstborn, do you know how he died?
Yes, he was in an explosives-laden aircraft that they were trying to fly into a Japanese target, and then at the last minute, Joseph Jr. and I guess probably another guy would bail out. Yes, that's the way, and it was controlled by radio into the final part of the mission into the target after the pilots bailed out.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, NORAD was set up in 1957. Since 1958, they have been piloting drone aircraft and shooting them down. I mean, everybody's seen the footage of a drone aircraft and being shot down. Everybody knows what a cruise missile is. They've had, a 747 fly in the 80s from, and they did it again in the 90s, from California to Australia. Take off, fly, and land. So it's old technology. And listen, thanks for the call. And so many people still say, oh, that's impossible. Just, okay, folks, whatever. Let's go ahead and talk to Nick in Canada. Nick, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Sounds like I missed a heck of a show yesterday, but the reason I'm calling today is you had an article on your website a little while ago about police forces and how many police officers abusing steroids lately. I was wondering if you knew who the six-time Mr. Olympia is right now, the current Mr. Olympia.
No, I don't know.
None other than Ronnie Coleman, who was also Arlington police officer, posed many times on the cover of Muscle magazines in his uniform. Always broadcasted that he is a police officer and six-time Mr. Olympia. So I kind of find it funny how...
I was in a hotel room watching The Strongest Man a few weeks ago late at night, and it showed some big black champion of it is a cop from Canada, speaking of Canada, and the guy looked like, literally, like he must be drinking gallons of testosterone. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, you know, if steroids are illegal for everybody, you think they'd be illegal for police officers, too. But it brings me to my next point, which is for the Arnold Exposed, you should look into Ben and Joe Weider, the Weider brothers. Arnold's often referred to them as his father, and they were responsible for bringing him to America. But there's some interesting facts about Ben Weider. First, he was in 1987 awarded the Maltese Cross Order of St. John's Knights of Malta. 1994, he was awarded the Torah Award by the Rabbinical College of Canada. 1991, Distinguished Knights Cross of Graz, Austria. 1998, he was an honorary chief inspector for the Montreal Police Department. 2000, Knights of National Order of Quebec. Goes on and on and on. It all can be seen at ifbb.com, which is their own website. But it just shows how the culture in bodybuilding and has a big influence in the police force as well.
You're absolutely right. I was aware of what you just brought up. Thank you for the call. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's Wesley in Tennessee. Go ahead, Wesley.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
I will try to make this short so I can help you get those calls in. Kudos for your performance last night. I thought you did a great job. One thing I can't tolerate are people that are patronizing, and I'm surprised that you were able to maintain your decorum.
I'd go, Operation North was the official U.S. government plan to carry out a 9/11 style attack.
Ah, you're a demagogue, you conspiracy, making stuff up.
I'm like, what? I mean, it was just, you know.
Those are the cries of somebody that was, you know, painted himself into a corner and didn't know how to get out. I'm 61 years old and I've got a lifelong friend who's spent 33 years with the Chicago Police Department. Pulled two tours as a Green Beret in Vietnam. He spent the last 15 years in Chicago. He has the second in command of the bomb squad. He broke open the plot of a Chicago street gang that was trying to purchase Stinger missiles from Muammar Gaddafi. Every year he would spend 4 weeks training cops and military both in munitions and explosives in Redstone. Military base.
Arsenal.
Arsenal, right. And he said there was absolutely no doubt that the two towers and building number 7 were controlled takedowns.
I'm friends with a bomb squad commander for a major metropolitan city in Texas, and he says everybody knows. I mean, day one they knew.
He had a chance to see some photographs of the rotor that was inside the wreckage in the Pentagon, and identified it as the rotor from a cruise missile.
All right. Well, thank you for the call, Wesley. Let's talk to Rodney in Tejas. Rodney, go ahead, sir.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
Man, wonderful show last night. Must have drank a pot and a half of coffee trying to make sure I stayed up for that.
I'm not going to lie. I drank a lot of coffee, too. I'm probably hung up. You know, you can get coffee hangovers.
Oh, yeah.
I normally drink one cup of coffee in the morning, and if I'm working like an 18-hour day and totally exhausted, I'll gulp another, which I always pay for. But I probably had 5-6 cups yesterday, and, boy, I don't feel good.
Well, I was wondering, you know, after 22 hours, how were you going to, respond during that show? And, man, you were magnificent. I have to give it to you. You know, and I also have to commend David Ray Griffin because he, in a very subtle way, kept saying, you know, look, George, I want to spend my time on evidence. And he was hinting that, you know, one of the other parties on the other side there, that they didn't want to do that.
Oh, yeah, it was side issues, speaking of the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on just a second, Rodney. Before I forget, walking out of my other office, I told my producer, get me David Ray Griffin again, and she might have forgotten because she was so busy on the phone. I just kind of shouted it as I walked out. Instant message her for me right now. Even see if we can get Griffin on in the third hour, or definitely next Monday. But have her call him right now. Okay, sorry, Rodney. Go ahead.
No. I appreciate that. But, Peter spent most of his time trying to get you off a point, and David Ray Griffin recognized that. And, of course, you did, too, because you stayed on point.
Well, I said when he first savaged me, I said, hey, I'm not even responding to this. I'm staying on the subject.
Did you hear the nice compliment that he gave you, his first, it was a put down, but I kind of took it as a compliment in a backhanded way when he says, and Alex is the left version of Rush Limbaugh.
I'm really left wing. I'm for zero gun control. Mm-hmm. I'm against abortion. I want to control our borders. I want out of the United Nations. Yeah, I'm real liberal.
Okay, now finally, regarding Michael Levine, most of everything Michael was talking about, your listeners have already heard you talk about that. Now, he's bragged about how he's DEA, former DEA. Well, you have Sully Castillo on your show, and he's basically told us all of that, and that's what I kept thinking. I says, I wish that that you could get Sully Castillo on your show to give us an update on some of the things that Michael Levine was discussing last night.
Well, Rodney, I hate to keep myself to my rule, but I'm going to let you go. I'd love to keep you on. Thank you. Take care. All right, we'll talk to Ann and others on the other side. Stay with us.
Did you know that you can trace every sickness, every disease, and every ailment ultimately to mineral deficiency? Did you also know that 99% of American people are deficient in minerals, and a marked deficiency in any one of the more important elements actually results in disease? More than likely, this includes you. Arm yourself with the minerals you need from Mother Earth Minerals. Mother Earth Minerals specializes in providing the primary building blocks for nutritional supplementation, including liquid, water-soluble, elemental mineral suspensions, contain the essential nutrients required for the proper function of muscles, nerves, blood vessels, and organs. Founder True Ott, PhD, is so confident that you will be pleased from the results of supplementing your diet with Mother Earth Minerals that he offers an unconditional guarantee. Start your fight against mineral deficiency by calling toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com and order Dr. Ott's book, Secret Assassins in Food, to learn more about the chemicals in food that are attacking you daily. Again, call 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Continuing wide open telephones on this open line Friday. Anne in Michigan, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I listened to the entire program last night, and you were wonderful. I was really surprised you held your temper, because if I was sitting next to that guy at a table, I would have slugged him. No, he drove me crazy. None of his arguments made any sense. He kept saying that your focus was way too wide and you were confusing people. However, his was so narrow that he had nothing to say. And he kept pulling up stuff.
Well, it was just always the government makes mistakes. They're a bunch of buffoons.
Yeah, right. But I got to tell you something. I'm really, really good at voices. I mean, really good. I drive my husband crazy with it. He was as nervous as a cat. He wasn't, you know, his laughter and, you know, every time he started to attack you, it was extremely jittery.
I heard that. He sounded really flustered. He sounded panicked and afraid. How did my voice sound?
You were totally confident, and you were really trying to control yourself, you could tell. And you're an emotional guy, but you held it together extremely well, considering the lack of sleep, too. But him, he reminded me of one of those cartoon cats who just stuck his paw into the electric socket. And his voice was shaking. There was something wrong there, I'm telling you. There was something wrong. I don't know what, but something was wrong.
I hear you. Thanks for the call. I appreciate that, Ann. Let's talk to Gary. Gary, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Austin, Alex.
Welcome, sir.
Hey, good job last night. My only complaint about George was, I don't know what your total talk time was, but I have a tape of that, and it seemed like you got shut out somewhat.
Well, no, I had an atomic clock on my desk at my home office, and... I don't have those notes in front of me, but Lance got twice the time I got
right.
in that first hour. And then I got 3 minutes and 14 seconds, and then Lance got another 4 minutes to attack me. But I think George, but then later in 1 hour, I got more time than anybody else. The person that really didn't get enough time, because he's so gentlemanly, was David Ray Griffin.
Right.
But, you know, George did the best job he could.
Yeah. I mean, I don't disagree. You know, I know that was a hard situation to try and manage. But one of the things about Lance was I really resent the fact that he kept attacking the messenger and dismissing the evidence. He wouldn't listen
well,
to
Well, he said,
argument.
I'm online looking at it. I'm watching a clip of martial law, and you're in it. It's all about you.
I know.
What does that mean? I'm in New York interviewing people.
He used that and those buzzwords, which makes me think he might be associated with the government. He kept harping on shadow government and that bin Laden was not a CIA asset.
And so I'd start reading Times of London and Associated Press, and he'd blow his top.
Correct. I mean, he had no facts, so all he could do is ridicule you and attack you personally. And that pretty much summed up his position as baseless.
I know. It was something else. Anything else, Gary?
One last thing. He kept trying to say you were undermining the truth by your fervor. Well, gosh darn it, we need fervor.
But he had more fervor than I did.
Well, yeah, but he didn't have the truth. He didn't have the facts.
All right, thanks for the call, Gary. I don't want to make the show about Mr. Lance. It was a circus. I mean, you can hear the tape of it. You can go to Coast AM and sign up with them. Same with us, like 15 cents a day, and you can hear those and download them however you want. And I challenge you. I mean, go listen to it. He just attacked me over and over again. I sit there and take it. I would try to challenge him on facts. I wouldn't call him names. I'd go, okay, you said this isn't true. Here's the Washington Post. Okay, you said that this wasn't true. Here's Times of London, Buzzy Krongard, saying we don't want bin Laden. Okay, you say that, you know, that's all I do. Okay, I got the clip of Silverstein saying they pulled it. They blew up the building. You know, I mean, that's all I did. So this was not a fight. I was not fighting with him. This was one way, folks. I was being assaulted verbally. But that's a losing, I mean, that's a loser's argument. Let's talk to Keith. Keith, where are you calling from?
Lake Elsinore, North California.
Welcome, sir. I'll probably have to hold you over, but go ahead and start.
That's fine. I love you, man. I pray for your safety. I want to thank you for your courage. I want to ask your audience the question, the strategy on this war on terror. According to Art of War, which is required reading at West Point, the first thing you do in time of war is secure your border. What are we doing? Fighting a war on two fronts, wide open border. Propaganda seems to be pushing for a third war in Iran.
And they're telling us terrorists are about to attack us any minute. Nuclear attack is imminent, but the Border Patrol's been ordered to stand down. Stay there, Keith. From California, then... Tracy and Dave and everybody else, stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I am a woman, and I care what I look like. Now when I look in the mirror, I don't like what I see. It seems that I have to fight to keep the weight off. When my husband looks at other women, it makes me crazy. I want him to look at me that way. Is it hopeless? Sometimes I just feel like giving up.
Judy Singer's Metasystem can help you lose the weight you want and increase energy. Our balanced program focuses on teaching you healthy eating habits, getting your body moving, and motivating your mind to reach your goals. And our counselors are available by phone 7 days a week.
I'm Judy Singer, and I've been helping people just like you achieve their weight loss and health goals for over 20 years.
Our products and programs are customized specifically for you with an all-natural approach. Call now for a free 3-day supply. 866-371-8555. 866-371-8555. 866-371-8555.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at heartandbodyextract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
The instant message just came in that my producer has got David Ray Griffin for the third hour on Monday, but we have the MI5 whistleblower on government-sponsored terror in England coming on in the second hour, and I probably want to keep him over an hour. So I'm trying to get hold of my producer right now to see if we can twist Griffin's arm into coming on in the third hour today. That's in about 26 minutes. That probably won't happen, but we'll see. And we'll just continue with your calls in the news. We were talking to Keith in California, and, you know, I brought up this point twice last night, Keith, that they're saying imminent attack, we're going to be nuked, it's going to happen, but they're ordering the Border Patrol to stand down. And, again, this threat is manufactured, folks, and they know that. So they want to keep this mutualization, this merger of our country under international control into this Pan-American Union, Free Trade of the Americas, CAFTA system. And so it really does show what a bald-faced fraud the war on terror is. Go ahead.
Well, and that's the problem that we're facing. I think we need to get the common person to understand this, and they don't. They watch Fox News and, you know, the managed mainstream media, and they put the little stupid stickers on the back of their car, and they think they're supporting our troops. Well, here's what I've been doing. There's a reason why I called in. I want to ask your audience to, you know, join PrisonPlanet.tv. It doesn't cost very much. Download those videos. You know, don't stream them. Download them. Save them to your desktop. You can fit three of those movies on a disc. Burn one disc a day. You know, when you're at a gas station and you see somebody with one of those stupid propaganda stickers on the back of their car, pass them a tape, you know, or pass them a disc. You know, get the information out there.
And how much does how much does that disc cost? Like 30 cents?
I'm putting out probably, I don't know, anywhere from 30 to 60 a month. And, it's so insignificant. What's going to cost a lot is when they've got transponders in our cars and they're taxing us by the mile. That's going to cost some serious money. You know, and we're just being herded into destruction. We've got to do something. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I mean, I was, again, like a space alien 10 years ago saying they're going to put RFID in your cars. And they go, RFID what? Now it's all over the newspaper how great it is and how they're going to make you do it. And they almost passed a bill. I mean, it came within a hair's breadth of passing in Texas that starting next year when you got your inspection sticker, they'd have the tracker chip for toll road taxation. It was in the bill. I mean, it passed the committee, and then the legislature ran out of time. They're going to have more special sessions now, and I guess these fool yuppies that laugh at me will believe it when it's in their car, and then they'll just go, well, I like paying $2,000 a year to drive. There's no money in the coffers. Well, here's the text document saying they got plenty of money. You know, it's just mind-boggling sometimes. Oh, yeah, total control grid. I mean, it's... But listen, it really is an illusion. There are a lot of people out there that believe the government loves them and everything's fine, but they are a minority. The majority knows the truth or inklings of it, but they're very cynical. They're very cynical. Ah, so what? Nothing you can do about it. Nah, nah, nah. And that's the problem. Got to get those cynical people moving. Troy in Florida. Troy, you're on the air.
Thank you, Alex, for taking my call. This is my second time calling in. I talked to you a couple weeks ago, and we were talking about the Larry Silverstein video on PBS.
Yes.
That you were telling me that it got pulled. So right after we talked, I went to the site, and sure enough, there's no listing of it anywhere. So I'm going to go to the cop. I'm going to go to the library and get it and record it. But I think out of the whole 9/11 movement, Larry Silverstein admitting they pulled the building, that is like the biggest in-your-face nightmare that anybody can possibly come up with, that admit it on a special that they blew up the building. I mean,
By the way, that show was in mid-2002. I have a copy of it. I have several copies of it. They always continually offer those PBS films. I mean, they got Kevin Spacey, the actor, voicing it. Roasting it. They don't offer that anymore. When we first found out about the tape, it was on one small little website. We grabbed it, put it up. It got, you know, made big news. We were pushing it over the edge, but folks out there noticed it. And they did a good job. I forget exactly who did that, but the point is that got a zenith of somebody else, and then we grew it and brought it to term. And before we went out and said he did this, we called his office over and over and over again. Hey, you said this. We're going to go on the air with this. Will you please come on the radio show? The secretary at Silverstein Properties will pass that on. I start announcing it. And then, 2 years later, Jimmy Walters of Walters Homes runs millions of dollars of ads in New York with Larry Silverstein, going, they pulled seven. Larry Silverstein, answer the question. Imagine, he lives in New York. Do you have any idea how much $2.5 million, because it was $2.5 million in New York alone.
Right.
It was $1.5 million. Now he spent another million. Can you imagine $2.5 million in TV and print ads? I mean, like on all the TV stations, saying this, and he just says nothing?
Unbelievable.
And we're going, hey, just tell us. You didn't say it. Tell us you didn't. I mean, come on, folks.
Well, Alex, another thing, too. Let's just say this is possible. Believe in the lie that fire destroyed the buildings. You have the pictures of the woman standing in the hole and the speed in which the towers fell. 10 seconds apiece? You can't run down the block that fast.
Well, they fell almost the speed of a bowling ball.
Let's just say they were right. You would think that if the fire did cause the explosion or the collapse, that the top part of the building would have fragmented and fell off, not the whole 80 floors below.
Look, they admit they blew up seven. Thanks for the call. I mean, it's just not debatable. People figure this out yet. I mean, Oh, it's amazing. Good points, Troy. Good to hear from you. Dave in Illinois. Dave, go ahead.
How's it going, Alex?
Good.
Yeah, I heard the thing last night, and he was pretty pedantic, and, you know, he was kind of a control freak, you know, always demanding all the time and all that, but the thing about going after Jamie Gorelick, that'd be like giving a Hydra a haircut, basically. And
hey, I like that, giving a Hydra a bad haircut. Yeah, they're going to thump one Hydra in the nose, one little small tentacle pus ball, you know, hanging off a Hydra's under chin. Yeah, we're going to give the Hydra a shaving nick and cut off a zit on a Hydra's face. How do you like my analogy? And, yeah, just blaming some little nothing underling.
And I don't know. I don't know that much about law, but I think a guy going to law school would, wouldn't she just plead the fifth?
Yeah, well, it was amazing.
Yeah, then the thing about why they put the bombs in number seven, that was good. But, about the radio-controlled airplanes, they just had a thing out Wednesday, a press release from good old British Aeronautics, who gets all of our money. Well, not all of it, but a whole big chunk of it. And they're successfully testing a fully autonomous unmanned aerial vehicle. So, you know, the whole radio-controlled thing, that's so old. It's ridiculous.
No, I hear you. Thank you for the call. Great points, Dave. Listen. Again, late 1950s, drones taking off, flying 1,000 miles, landing. By 2010, half of the Air Force will be unmanned. I mean, fighters, bombers. They're saying by 2020, everything but troop carriers will be unmanned. And that gives the globalists great centralization, and then people don't have to follow orders, and then they can pull off all kinds of scams and then blame it on foreign enemies. But that's not all. Major publications have reported $67 billion. In fact, that quote is wrong. $76 billion. Excuse me. You want to check it. I know it's $76 billion. But I'm very tired, so my memory is not at 100%. But, yes, it's over $60 billion. It's $76 billion. On ground robots, and that came out about 4 months ago in a bunch of big publications. I mean, they got the funding. In the next 5 years, by 2010, $70+ billion in ground combat mechs. And I'm not talking about Revenge of the Sith or Attack of the Clones, you know, those with all those robot armies. Folks, this is real. I mean, I've got, you know, Honolulu advertiser newspapers that show, you know, one of these things, and it looks like there's different hundreds of different types. Well, they've got a bunch of swords. They sent 100 swords. I've been in Iraq for a year. These are little armored combat mechs that are remote controlled. But we're talking about AI pre-programmed with infrared. If you don't have a chip or if you're not wearing the ID bracelet that our troops wear, it kills you. So the swords, again, are Model Ts. They've got these things that look basically like a Chevy Suburban with treads. Bristling. It looks like a cartoon, you know, like 10 guns on the front. And they say it's for sound cannons, machine guns, rocket launchers, cannons. And in one demonstration, it shows a SWAT team, like 10 guys, just opening fire with machine guns and grenade launchers. That's the photo in the front page of the advertiser. Honolulu advertiser, and they're just blasting it, and nothing's happening to it. And I mean, so they got those. They got, I mean, folks, $70+ billion in ground mechs, combat mechs. You know, it's 2005, folks. We're not in 1962. I mean, this is, you know, this is the future. We're here. It took a long time to get here. We're here, and they'll have control over that. And what you have is, again, they already have whole armies of these where a helicopter lands, five of these pop out the back or they're dropped via parachute, and somebody in an office building in Langley, Virginia, is sitting there piloting them, looking through the cameras in the optics, or troops, you know, 1,000 yards over the hill can do the same thing. But by 2010, autonomous, pre-programmed. Okay, they already have the prototypes. This is admitted. And that takes total control. You know, when the soldiers won't follow the orders, it won't matter. Okay? This is very serious. Kevin in Boston. Kevin, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. You had talked about, you know, facing danger every day and how real this is. And, I also subscribe to Sherm Skolnick's Cloak and Dagger site, which has been down for me, and I don't know if it's been down for anyone else. I gave him a call. He's got his other site out there, which has a phone number. He's doing fine, and he hopes to have the site up soon, so he's okay. I know I feel the same way. I've had your site go down on me before, and it comes back up. But a couple of the quick points. There was on the Cutting Edge, they had a game done by Steve Jackson, Inwo Games. It was Illuminati New World Order game. He started planning this in 1990.
This was produced in Austin. And in the late 90s, they have the World Trade Centers being attacked, the Pentagon, and the Illuminati carries it out for martial law.
That's right. And one thing, among all those game cards that predicted the things that have happened and some future things with the biological and quarantines and what we're talking about, but one of the things was the death face was predicted in the clouds of the towers going down, the demonic face, and they had...
No, that's true. That's in there.
They had ex-Illuminist Siska Wheeler say that she described that, you know, the photos from the actual World Trade Center with the smoke. She says that that is one of Satan's most powerful demons, Moloch, which is who they worship. Just so we know who we're dealing with here.
Look, I appreciate your call, sir, but let me just comment on this. I don't get into things like that. You go, what do you mean? Well, I mean, I sneak into Bohemian Grove and I show that our world leaders do worship Moloch. I show the video. I don't get into cloud formations. I mean, I can put out a playing card if I'm an insider globalist, which, folks, is pretty obvious. I own this deck. I own this deck in the late 90s. Made here in Austin. By the way, Bush's internet service when he was governor was Illuminati internet. I'm not kidding. They love flaunting it. I ought to try to get that guy on. Maybe he's not an insider. Maybe somebody leaked it to him, like the Lone Gunman episode had the government remote controlling a jet into the towers. That was leaked to them. You know, we had Dean Anglin on. But he showed up at my house and spilt his guts last year. Maybe it was earlier this year. I don't know. I'm digressing. You can show a demon face in the cloud of the towers being hit in the same spots, and then later, you know, just freeze frame on 45 minutes of a burn or 30 something minutes of a burning building and freeze it on a smoke formation that looks like a devil. I mean, you can walk up to any oak tree you want and see devils in it. You know, it's like those ink blots the psychiatrists have you. If you're looking for devils, you're going to see devils. If you're looking for Easter bunnies, you're going to see those. If you're looking for a Chinaman, you're going to see those. If you're looking for a sailboat, you're going to see those. I mean, my son points to the sky and goes, look, giraffe. Look, hippopotamus. Look, Mickey Mouse. My son's never even been allowed to watch Mickey Mouse or cartoons of that nature, but you know, he's seen the Mickey Mouse signet. Oh, Mickey Mouse. We were having a barbecue last weekend, and we're out there with Granddaddy, and he points and says, Mickey Mouse, look, tree, look. So, I don't want to make you mad at me, Kevin. I was just my comment on the devil face. Charles in Louisiana. Charles, go ahead.
How you doing, Mr. Jones?
I am totally exhausted. But
it was a good debate last night. But only one thing, I went to sleep before the phone calls. You know, when you had the hour phone calls, I just couldn't make it.
Every caller but one agreed with myself.
Oh, man. Listen, the guy that attacked you, he said he was watching your films at the time he was talking to you. Did he say that?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, see, he was some kind of op to confuse things. But listen, I want to congratulate you and keep up the good work, Mr. Jones. We're going to win this thing.
Well, I think we are, too, with God's help. I mean, evil always implodes of its own weight. I mean, I don't want to sit here and say that Mr. Lance is a Fed. I don't know that. I mean, I think a Fed may have been cooler. He was bouncing off the walls.
Yes, sir. Oh, I want to tell the guy that's running off them DVDs, I got a clone, you know, you can keep running one off without burning it. it's a clone, and the DVDs cost about 40 cents a piece, up here about 40 cents or something like that.
What do you mean a clone?
Well, in other words, you know, when you burn them, you got to put the original tape in, make a copy, then you got to take a blank tape and put another copy in to make one. But they got a clone that you can make one copy of the DVD and just keep putting the tape in and it keeps popping out.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah, well, Mr. James sent me that because I was making so many of your tapes. He sent me that because it costs a lot of money, and he sent me that free to make the tapes. I never even met this fella.
Well, whoever Mr. James is, good job.
Yeah, and then he sent me the clone, but the clones, you can make a tape in 24 minutes.
Well done.
Yes, sir. Thank you for what you're doing, Mr. Jones.
Thank you. Thank you, my friend. Wide open telephone calls. Everybody's calling and agreeing. We don't censor calls. We just ask your first name, where you're calling from. 1-800-259-9231. If you disagree with me, you can hit me with your best shot. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
You've heard it over and over again. It's not if a catastrophic event will occur, but when. When are all of our resources, the things we take for granted, going to be pulled out from under us? When this happens, we're going to have to take care of ourselves and our loved ones with the only resources we already have. Don't wait for when. It's important to act now. And Ready Reserve Foods has everything you need as your survival supply headquarters. Call 877-817-9829 and start preparing today for you and your family. Ready Reserve Foods has a one-year meal program that can feed an entire family of four for 365 days for as little as 59 cents per meal. Joyce cooked up a meal for the office and it tasted delicious. Ready Reserve Foods has everything for survival, from kits to shortwave radios, storage containers to non-hybrid garden seeds, and so much more. Literally everything you need for survival. Don't wait for when, act now. Call for your free catalog, toll free, 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. It's better to be a year too early than a day too late.
Phones, really focusing in on 9/11. We couldn't spend enough time on this. It's the foundational event of all the police state activities we see today and the death knell of America unless we turn it around. Just briefly, you want to get the preeminent 9/11 film that also exposes who the elite are and the police state. You need to get Martial Law 9/11, Rise of the Police State. $25.95, 3 hours plus long. And it's available through Infowars.com. as well as my other 11 films, or by going to PrisonPlanet.tv. You can watch them all online right now, 15 cents a day. so many other features. Or call toll-free and be sure and ask about all the specials when you call. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or, as I said, order via the safe, secure shopping cart at InfoWars.com. Cut through all the hype, folks. The other 9/11 films out there, many of them are excellent, but I'm telling you, for effectiveness, we know what we're doing. We use a wide spectrum of documented data, and we put it together in a palatable format, and it's very effective at waking people up. So I know a lot of you have already woken up, probably more than I am, but it's important to get this film, and it also makes this broadcast possible. There is a bunch of news. The callers bring up a lot of different news items, a lot of news I intended to cover, but there is a bunch of news I haven't gotten to. We will cover in the next hour, but let's just continue with your calls. Let's talk to Kenneth in Rhode Island. Kenneth, you're on the air.
Yes. I just wanted to mention to you that you're doing a great job in waking the country up. You know, people need to hear this. I just also wanted to mention, I'm a member of this of the people called the Nuwabians. They're based out of Georgia, and we put out a lot of books in those subjects, among the subjects that you're talking about. We call it the spell of sleep or ignorance that people need to wake up from. And what's going on with this, with the World Trade Center bombing, what happened there, you know, I just wanted to mention that you're doing a good job in helping people break free from the spell of ignorance, from the spell of sleep, they call it, of what we call it. And I just wanted to say, keep up the good work, man.
Well, thank you for the call, sir. I appreciate it. Take care. Let's talk to Sean in California. Sean, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. It was pretty clear from the debate that right from the outset, Mr. Lance was just looking for any little excuse to jump all over you. I mean, you brought up his investigation of the Oklahoma City bombing, where the Iraqis were involved, that Bush shipped in, Bush the first, and then he jumped all over you and said, I never said that Iraqis were involved with the World Trade Center when you were talking about Oklahoma City. Then you mentioned the Gulf of Tonkin incident, and he said, of course that didn't happen, and like it was no big deal, like it was not connected to 9/11. You were trying to bring up the continuum of corruption.
The continuum of corruption, yes.
I mean, and as if we can look at history as if all the events are isolated from each other, all occurring in a vacuum. And, you know, then he brings up World Trade Center 7, like, oh yeah, routine, rig the buildings to blow up all the time. I mean, he's his own worst enemy, and he didn't make a dent in any of your arguments.
Well, he just kept trying to get me to get into physical, or personal confrontation with him, and I didn't do that, and I was not assaulting him verbally or calling him names.
No, you weren't. You did a great job.
I almost did. I wanted to call him punk.
Well, I mean, he really sabotaged his own argument, I think. When he brought up World Trade Center 7, oh, yeah, they routinely rig these buildings to explode. I mean, that is, I've never heard of that. That might be true, but that just proves that the government did it. It doesn't prove that they, they're just inept.
They don't rig government buildings to explode. Give me a break.
Right. Yeah, well, I mean, and how much blowback are we going to accept before we see a pattern emerge? I mean, you brought up Brzezinski, and he said, oh, you know, conspiracy theory. Well, there you got the blueprint of
Brzezinski
the whole war.
Says we need to have helpful Pearl Harbor events to mobilize the American people for a war of global domination to invade Afghanistan, world government.
Yeah, and he loves the Soviets, but he created the Mujahideen to fight the Soviets when he praises Marxism in books. Ridiculous.
It's unbelievable. Third hour of transmission straight ahead. If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.